look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country, and they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
All right, listen, we didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business, but we did make lunch better because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs are back home today after a disappointing 3-3 road trip. They will host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at Wrigley Field. It's a 6:30 pregame with Mark Grody on The Score this evening. Mike Montgomery will be on the hill for the North Siders, his second turn in the rotation since John Lester hit the DL. Speaking of Lester, he threw today in a simulated game at Wrigley, 3 innings, 47 pitches. Injured catcher Wilson Contreras appeared in that game as well and hit a double off of Lester. The White Sox, they're off today. They open up a series in Minnesota versus the Twins tomorrow night. In football, Ian Rappaport confirmed that Bears number one wideout Cameron Meredith did suffer a torn ACL in yesterday's wins versus Tennessee. Of course, he will miss the entire season now. In addition to that, long snapper Patrick Scales tore his ACL as well. The Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs reporting that free agent long snapper Jeff Overbaugh has been signed to fill that role with the team. The entire squad will be back out on the practice field at Hallis Hall tomorrow. Elsewhere in the NFL, Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict is facing a 5-game suspension for a dirty hit he laid on Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman a little over a week ago. And Kansas City acquired a former second-round pick today from Buffalo. Linebacker Reggie Ragland headed to the Chiefs in exchange for a 4th-round pick in 2019. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Mayweather landing the right hand now at Will. It tags McGregor.
Thank you very much, Mora. Connor, how would you assess your performance?
I don't know. I thought I took the early rounds pretty handy. He had to change his style, and fair play to him, he did. He adjusted, he changed his style, put the hands up and walked forward.
It's not the same fight. Turkish, the fight is twice the size, and my man still needs a caravan. I like to look after my man.
This is a pretty surprising performance by a man who has never fought a professional boxer.
Save your breath and cure your parts. Hey, look, so it's a heck of two roof lights. The stylish house frame furniture, and the scotter cushions with matching shag pipe covering. Yeah. Right. It's a terrible pass to the pattern with the blue backs.
Connor, I may be wrong in this assessment and tell me, but you seem happy.
Man, I enjoy fighting, period. All fights. I love fighting. I don't think, have you interviewed me after a fight? I love a good knock. That was a good knock with a good, solid competitor.
Connor,
you like Dax?
Dax.
What?
Yeah, Dax.
Dax. You like Dax?
Oh, dogs. Sure.
Have I made myself clear, boss?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear. Just give me 1 minute to confer with my colleague.
Did you understand a single word of what he just said?
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back.
It's all pops and buzzes on this end.
Yeah, real deal. Right? It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And watch 670thescore.com. Also on Facebook Live if you like to watch, if that is your thing. If you're a voyeur or Vern Troyer, you can watch us do our thing.
Ooh, he's creepy.
Did you see him do the dunk challenge where you go up to somebody's basketball rim?
No, he did it on...
He pulled up on like this little Ferrari car made for toddlers, and then he ran up on a Nerf hoop and dunked it and then ran back into the thing. I'm like, oh, I feel bad still. Yeah. It looks like everything hurts. It probably does, though.
Who told the story about him?
Oh, about...
No, oh. About like the Playboy Mansion.
Oh,
who? Like everywhere, like in the grotto.
Little hands.
He's
on the hands team.
Like no, more than that. Like showing out. Well, and like
I mean, when you're that guy, right?
Well,
that's when you know fame is like real. When you're like. Hey, you're so handsome. I want to sleep with you, Vern Troyer.
You fell on the rise.
He's been in rehab multiple times, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know his story.
I'm pretty sure he's been in and out of rehab.
I know he was on that show with Flavor Flav, VH1.
Flavor of Love?
No, he wasn't on the Flavor of Love. It was like when they put all the weird people in one house. And he was so drunk.
It was called Weird People House.
He was so drunk that he ran into
Big Mama's house.
He ran into a wall that they had painted like a door on his
like Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah. Right? Put it in the YouTube while I'm bringing this up, and I promise you it'll make you laugh. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's kind of sad, but he was so drunk that he ran into it.
I had so many, like, with my kids around, all they do is, like, watch dumb videos and then run over and show them to me or text them to me. Did you see the video of the dog and the frisbee over the weekend?
No.
Did anybody else see this? I should retweet it.
Well, Dan, you know the internet is a huge place. When you say something like, did you see the one about the dog and the frisbee?
You would know what I'm talking about. I have been dying laughing. I mean, like, okay, it's not going to be funny anymore. I'm over it. It's not funny. And then I watch it again and I laugh again because I'm a child.
Of course.
It remains unbelievably funny. Southside Bob. He's not. He's on The Score. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Jason, the show you're thinking about he was on is called The Surreal Life, and I hate myself for knowing that.
Yeah, I hate you for reminding me, Bob.
That's okay. You'd hate yourself anyway.
What do you got for us today?
Well, there we go. I hate myself more now. Thank you, though. You know, you were talking about the defense a bit, Jay, and you were right. They were not just looking good. They were kind of beating the hell out of a really good offensive line.
Yep.
And I'm pretty happy when you look at who they are, including Minnesota and Detroit, who are, like, ass up front. They're not good at all.
Yes.
But talking about the Trubisky thing, everyone has talked about, you know, what is the difference if you go 6-10 with Glennon or 6-10 with Trubisky? But we saw the deficiencies with Trubisky right now and the development he still has to undergo. And but when you see what he does well, you can't teach it. So my thing is, like, what if they're on that 6-10 course? You know, they're 3-6 and they're not, you know, you kind of know the writing's on the wall, and Glennon looks capable enough, but at some point in the regular season, don't you?
Your phone was going in and out, but I think we got the gist of what you're trying to say. At what point do you replace him, or when do you start the clock on Mitchell Trubisky if Mike Glennon isn't, you know, drop dead bad?
Right.
I don't think if Mike Glennon is average, I think you got yourself a 7-8 win team. If Mike Glennon is good, maybe you got yourself a 9-win team. But if Mike Glennon is what I think he is, I think you're going to have a 5 or 6 win team. So Mike Glennon being average, I don't think you're 3-6, especially with the defense that I saw play on Sunday. I don't.
Before everybody's hurt and dead.
Yeah, well, that too. That too.
That's
yeah. The war
again,
of attrition.
It's the NFL. They're all going to be hurt.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You know that the New England Patriots are going to be hurt.
Doesn't matter for them, though.
That's what I'm saying. The reason it doesn't matter is because of their coaching and their development of players and them being able to tell players that think they're really good. We'll catch you later. Enjoy Cleveland, Jamie Collins. you know, the guys that we like, and we go, oh, you see that new New England linebacker or safety? Darrell Revis went there and left, and it was like, all right, we won't miss a beat. Like, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, when that is in place, whether it be the player personnel side or the player development side, that's what you have to ascend to. And that's what you're hoping. And by the way, all the people who are doing the, you know, the Ryan Pace bashing, I was up in the air. Like, I still need to see more. And, of course, I still need to see more. But
there's some draft picks that are starting to accrue. Yep.
Yeah, the arrow's pointing up. You have to either be a neutral guy or girl, or the arrow's pointing up. I don't know how you can be an arrow pointing down guy or girl when it comes to what this team was and over the last 3 years what he's tried to transform it into. You know, you have to make sure that you have a nice little floor in there, not to be Jerry Angelo-like, but they didn't have a floor. They didn't have a basement. They didn't have anything. The foundation was all bad. So I'm feeling better about the Bears than I thought I would at this point, you know, last year.
I also think that Vic Fangio is a terrific coach.
Yes, he is.
I think that he is a professional coach of defense. Yes. He has known what he's wanted in these roles. He's got these, you know, archetypes.
He called the most varied looks of anybody, any defensive coordinator in the league last year. He had the most varied looks. And think about how many people, the turnstile that was that defense because of injury, and everybody played up to what you thought their capability was.
I need Leonard Floyd to have this foot injury be as minor as the Bears are saying. Because having him leave the game with saying, oh, my foot hurts, that's no good. Because
I need my 12 to 15 sacks out of him.
That's your special. Yeah. That's your special guy. His leverage looks better. His pad level is better.
His hand fighting.
Hand placement, mm-hmm. everything is better. And if he starts to figure it out, oh, by the way,
what's up?
That's Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
I mean, that's video game, dude. Like Gumby. It's one thing to see it in college when, you know, different levels of athleticism, but when you're going up against...
He's big Von Miller.
Lean, and it's like just brushing around a guy where he's at a 45-degree angle and not giving up any speed.
Against a man who has been a professional for at least a couple of years.
That's serious.
Shep will tell you, 2 years ago, I came in here guns a-blazing on the Spiegel and Goff show, and I was like, listen, guys... I don't give a damn what happens in the draft. I saw the number one pick this weekend. And then we talked to our college football guy, and it was like, Jason, he's only a sophomore. I'm like, damn it, well, I can't draft him.
I don't care. Yeah,
exactly. Take him right now.
Give him a burlap sack. Damn. We're going to grab him, and we're going
to... Yeah. I don't know what it was to watch Lawrence Taylor at North Carolina. My dad did. Lawrence Taylor is my dad's favorite player. And when you want to talk about game changers, like people talk about J.J. Watt as a game changer. J.J. Watt is a terrific player, a Hall of Fame player, but he's not a game changer. He didn't force anyone to change what they do.
Change a rule.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at what Bill Walsh did because of Lawrence Taylor. Like Bill Walsh changed.
And Derek Thomas.
Yeah, and Derek Thomas.
You have to include Derek Thomas. Well,
but Derek Thomas didn't play the run game the way that Lawrence Taylor did early in his career. And listen, I'm not going to say that Myles Garrett is going to have a Lawrence Taylor-like career, but you know what, when you see it, when I saw Khalil Mack play for the first time against Ohio State, and he was the best player on the field with a Buffalo, I don't know what the what's the University of Buffalo's mascot?
I should know this. The University of Buffalo, that when Turner Gill was coaching the...
Yeah, they might. No, was that 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Bulldogs.
I wanted to go Bulls, but I'm like, nah, that seems
that
like
might an be right.
Nah, I feel like that was that HBO show First and Ten where they were like the such and such Bulls or something like that.
The baseball team is the Bison.
Okay. See, I wanted to go Bison too, but I was thinking of Howard University. I'm like, no, not Howard. But Khalil Mack, you saw that? You saw him play against Ohio State that first game for Ohio State a few years ago? You're like, yo. That is the best player on the field.
Yeah, they're the Bulls.
They're the Bulls? Okay.
Because their mascot is Victor E. Bull. Apparently named by Jay Zawoski.
Ah. He'll sell you weed too.
Who's Zawoski?
Who's Zawoski?
Oh. Awesome.
I say the Bull mascot.
I know he wanted to get out the game, but yeah, I know he was taking that kind of turn.
Cool.
But yeah,
wow, out of nowhere, Shep Jay Zawoski.
AKA I'm telling over there. But Khalil Mack. Von Miller at Texas A&M, you're like, oh, that's better than everyone out there. Myles Garrett for 2 years, I don't care how you feel about him.
I thought that
him,
about
him turning it down, and
you know
he doesn't play as hard as I need him to play. Cut it out. Myles Garrett is
Jadeveon Clowney had some of those moments, and I thought it about what the linebacker out of the hybrid linebacker out of Georgia that went to the Steelers. Same, you know.
Jarvis Jones. Jarvis Jones. Jarvis Jones had some other issues too.
There were also some of these games where you're like,
he's the best thing you've seen.
Block him.
Yeah. No, right. The thing with Jadeveon though, if you look at what Jadeveon Clowney has been the last couple of years, like Jadeveon Clowney is one of the better edge defenders in the game. He's just not getting 9, 10, 11, 12 sacks. They went down, J.J. Watt went down last year and they still were a top two or three defense. You look at what Pro Football Focus ranks him. I mean, he's turned into a set the edge, discard a guy, get a tackle for loss dude where everybody thought he'd have to. Like, sacks are sexy. They are. But you set an edge and you force a runner to go back into somewhere he doesn't want to go, and that ball pops out.
You close down the side of the formation. Yeah,
and I think Myles Garrett has that kind of ability as well. Cleveland's got something. Cleveland's been stacking some picks for a long time, and I think they now if DeShone Kizer can play any kind of football.
I think he can. Did you see some of the throws he
was
making,
though? Notre Dame quarterback.
Let him get away from Notre Dame for a while.
I know.
Let him get away from
that. Well, hell, you see how his coach talked about him. I would have got away from him, too.
Yeah, his coach had the audacity to say the team was bad because he was too distracted by fundraising responsibilities.
Yeah, man.
That is like the chutzpah levels there. I'm like, come on.
I don't know if any Notre Dame coach that would have survived what Brian Kelly has survived the last 3 years in terms of just things said, blow up. Like when your blow ups on the sideline become national news, obviously it's because you're losing.
Not to mention the internal politics of a significant portion of their board of trustees that hates him.
Since the Manti Te'o, you know, situation where you had a terrific season with a terrific player and then you go to the championship game, since then, I don't know that any Notre Dame coach would have been able to endure what Brian Kelly has over the last few years.
This thought here from Thomas via email to Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. He says, I'm really interested in finding out just how good the Bears defense is going to be. Building a great defensive front seven is another way to be competitive in the NFL over an extended period. Defense is not as effective as having a prime quarterback. But it can get a team repeat playoff trips, and a rapidly developing defense could accelerate Mitch Trubisky's development since a good defense incentivizes putting the best quarterback talent on the field.
Yeah, rewarding the defense. You got guys going three and out and coming over and giving the ball to a quarterback, and then you go to the first half with six points.
I'm not busting my ass to give Mike Glennon the ball every time and have him dink and dunk down the
field.
We're
losing 17-6, and the only reason why is because we've been out there for 27 of the first 30 minutes or something like that. So, yeah, I'm all about it. I understand you got to protect him and make sure you don't ruin him, but, yeah, man, he looks like he's ready to go. And you have a decent enough offensive line. I was gone, by the way, but shout out to Charles Leno Jr.'s agent because was it 12 or 21 that I saw as far as the number?
I think it's 21 guaranteed, isn't it?
Hey, man, I too hope to get paid for being average.
That's what at that
Hopefully
position.
In 2 years here,
but
by
at that
the way.
At that position, that's what locking in average gets you.
Like he is an average to some weeks above average, other weeks sometimes, but he doesn't get his doors blown off, which I guess is the new level. I missed him again.
Right.
He's not Blake Brockmeyer.
It's not Frank O'Meal.
He's not Bernard Robertson. Yeah. He's not some of these dudes that we've seen that you've cut. Yeah, remember that? I still got his number in my phone if you want to call Bernard Robertson at any time.
I think I see him on my walk to the car.
Is it Bubble Man? Is Bernard Robertson Bubble Man?
There's
a fat Bubble Man and a skinny Bubble Man.
Oh, right. Younger and old. There's dark, younger.
Well, both of them are dark, Dan.
No, one of them is light skinned. Never trust a light-skinned bubble man. I believe you told me.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it went, but I got you.
I'd never seen both bubble men doing bubbles on the bridge at the same time.
They never have.
I saw it.
You didn't? No.
Double bubble action.
Sheppy's lying. This is one of those things where he's like, no one will have seen it with me, so I can. You know what he is? He's the kid that comes back after summer break.
He's
like,
saying the church bus was with him, too. Yeah, and then, like, everyone in the neighborhood was there, according to the scene of the
church bus?
Church bus, yeah.
He got some chicken from Shep, right? Didn't Shep?
No, I gave him some chicken and got mad at him because it was cold.
Well, I mean, nobody
likes
cold food.
I gave him Dunkin' Donuts one day and he got pissed.
He's like, I'm hungry.
He's a gluten-free guy,
maybe. Somebody help me. I'm hungry. And I said, sure, I have some chicken for you. And he goes, that chicken's cold.
Yeah, I don't do cold chicken and cold pizza either. Warm it up.
Kane.
Be gracious. I hate you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
And this segment's brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot. Hero Park Smarter. I'm encouraged, actually. That
about?
We haven't had the attack of the Glennonites.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, it's plain and simple.
Who live in the rural Glennonite communities.
It's plain. Yes. Hello to the Glennonites. It's plain.
And
it's
by
plain
the way, speaking
everybody knows what he is.
Friday's show.
He seems like a nice guy.
The response I got from Friday's show.
People enjoyed it for some reason.
Yeah, and people say, was it really as much fun as you made it sound?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
People were bringing us beer.
Beer and things to drink.
And then Gibson's. And Gibson's is making filet mignon with compound herb butter and bringing
day.
It over. It's
it was
like
a beautiful day.
Yeah.
We were seeing people walk to the train who hated their jobs, and we were sitting there enjoying ours. Like, it was a fun day.
So the video I talked about with the dog and the frisbee.
I'm not about to do this.
I posted it, and the Bernstein and Goff Twitter feed has posted it. It is great. So during the break, you can go to Dan_Bernstein on Twitter. Or
look at you giving people the break entertainment, the show outside of the show.
Because during the break,
Dan's a man of the people now, Danny.
Your day will be better if you've seen this video because it's hysterical and you have no idea why it's going to be hysterical.
I still don't.
Whatever you think it is, it's something other than that, and it's just pure awesomeness.
All right, I'll watch it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Also, I'm not going to ignore the rejoin. I thought an entertaining Saturday night was had by one and all.
Sounded like it was.
Who spent that $100. I want to talk to you about what happened and also about where we place our athletes and our stars. I don't want to get too heavy, but we'll talk a little bit about Floyd and Conor McGregor.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes, sir.
It's coming up. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with a Spiegel and Parkin show tomorrow at noon on The Score.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right, and by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Valvoline. For hot rides, cool merch, and content, check out TeamValvoline.com. It's the last week of August, which means the fall traditions are upon us. The days are getting shorter, the evenings are getting a little bit cooler, the kids are back to school, the NFL is around the corner, and Vontaze Burfict is facing a multi-game suspension. He started the 2016 season with a 3-game suspension for that hit on Antonio Brown, and now, according to reports, is looking at starting the 2017 season with a 5-game suspension for a hit on KC fullback Anthony Sherman last week. And yes, Bengals fan, I know if this were anybody else, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Right, he's not anybody else. He's got a rap sheet, he's got a track record, and the only games where he is not at risk of picking up a flag or a suspension are the ones where he's already suspended, and now he's looking at 5 more. I'm Jim Rome.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes, regardless of how good you might be on a certain day. Sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS this fall.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighborhood is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious. Reignite an American legend. SWAT. CBS this fall.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1985, Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb with 4,191 hits.
The Cleveland Browns became the first team in NFL history to have a play reviewed by instant replay. This week in 1986, Cal Ripken Jr. broke Gehrig's record playing in 2,131 straight games. This week in 1995. And this week in 2013, Serena Williams won her fifth women's singles U.S. Open title. And more coming up soon, right here.
Mortgage license.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Floyd Mayweather landing the right hands now at will and tags McGregor again. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively.
Wait, you don't.
What's wrong?
You're calling a boxing match. He doesn't have him at all figuratively. It's an actual boxing match.
Oh, yeah.
He literally, that's one time. You're calling a boxing match, dude.
He
literally has him on the ropes.
He's covering all
those
his bases.
Those are actual ropes.
He's covering his bases,
but it's
Dan.
A boxing match.
He's dead.
Floyd Mayweather landing the right hands now at will and tags McGregor again. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively.
Not at all figuratively.
Well,
entirely literally.
Maybe figuratively, like he's getting ready to put him down. This fight is getting ready to be over, kind of. No,
that's.
I hate to mess up your fun.
No, I know, but that's,
maybe he's Dan Bernstein.
That's a real.
I'm asking.
That's like
figuratively that the fans are right on top of the players.
Well,
that's like a
better than literal.
That's like somebody hitting a home run and the broadcaster saying, "Boy, he sure hit a home run with that one." Right? You know,
it's like, not like that.
It's
not like that.
It is.
Because there's no. That is an instance. Whereas being on the ropes can mean metaphorically over a period of time you can be on the ropes, or literally in that instance, like it's a matter of time and perspective as well. Perspective.
Okay. So if it happens in the first round, right, where he could literally be on the ropes.
Right. He could be done. He could be out of here pretty soon.
Figuratively on the ropes, right, at some point.
Yeah. So stay off of the screaming UFC guy.
But the way you're calling it is such that yes, he's on the ropes in the classic definition of being on the ropes that is often used figuratively for something at risk.
I didn't recognize his voice, Dan, because I don't check out a lot of UFC action, and people were telling me this is a UFC guy because I just jokingly, by the way, UFC guys, and then maybe there's a Venn diagram here that we can come up with just by our calls.
With our fish avatars and Stanley Cup logos. And
UFC guys get angry faster than anyone else in all of the Twitter sphere.
More than Nazis?
Well, again, okay, Venn diagram. Maybe hockey fans, number one, because they get mad that you're talking about the sport that they love and don't know a lot about.
And that you're not talking enough about it.
Right. So maybe hockey fans, I think that's dying out a little bit. Not hockey fans, but that kind of anger and vitriol. But man, when I started talking about a little boxing and what was happening in that fight, and immediately... You don't know! No, even worse. Mayweather gets in a squared circle with a UFC, an octagon with a UFC guy. He get his ass beat.
Probably.
He would laugh. And I'm like, yeah. But that's not what they signed up for here. They signed up for a boxing match.
Right. That,
and Dan?
That's like saying that the same thing could happen to Jordan Spieth.
Right. Exactly. Right? If Mario Lemieux played Kobe in one-on-one shooting skills on the ice, he'd kill Kobe because Kobe isn't a hockey player.
Right?
Dude, it was embarrassing.
Look to watch Kobe skate.
It was embarrassing. Like, one dude, my followers are the best in the world now because they do a lot of explaining that I don't want to do to people. This one guy, for 5 or 6 tweets, did not understand how I didn't care about what Conor McGregor would do to Floyd Mayweather in the octagon. Those hammer fists, he'd be out of there. Yeah, but they're not hammer fisting each other.
Fail.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves updates to what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Stop. Nothing. Hammer fisting time.
All right.
Man with a rubber fist.
Every time you see the hammer fist, and
you know I get it started. Get it started. Get it started. Oh, man, Hammer was the dude until everybody turned on him. I'm telling you, look back at Hammer. Back at Hammer's career, especially those first couple hours.
Oh, Turn This Mother Out when that came out.
Are you kidding me? He made, like, aggressive dance music.
Yes.
Like, it was cool to be dancing anyway. This dude came in the barbershop the other day and was like...
Hammer came in the barbershop?
No. It was
funny. He working there?
I was about to say, I would ask him to sweep up the hair around my feet. But no, Hammer would kick your ass, by the way. Like, I don't...
Anybody could kick my ass, you know
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about...
Not like, the UFC!
If Hammer ever got to
the
octagon...
Let me use a hammer fist! Hammer might have been the best rapper, but he's nothing in the squared circle of the octagon!
Hey, Hammer would beat your ass. Like real deal. Like, everybody talks about, you know, these rappers, and like Hammer put them hands on you. Like, Jay-Z made a line about Hammer, I believe, on Death to Auto-Tune or something like that. Hammer put out a 3-minute exhibition of what he does to a heavy bag. That was the last line that Jay-Z ever mentioned about MC Hammer. Play games if you want to. There's certain dudes, you know, certain Ivan Johnsons.
How can Hammer afford a gym membership? Is what I'm wondering.
There it is. Just because a guy's bankrupt doesn't mean he's broke.
That's true. You could be bankrupt 6 times and be the president.
See? I felt you on your presidency line just now.
I'm watching him right now. He's bragging about how great the hurricane is. The biggest.
People say they've never seen anything like it.
The greatest hurricane. There's never been a hurricane like it.
Scoreboard update.
Sorry, Tanny. We'll stick to sports. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs could only muster a 3-3 record on their latest road trip versus the lowly Reds and Phillies. But on the plus side, they're still in first place, two games up on the Brewers in the National League Central. And tonight, they will welcome in the Pittsburgh Pirates into Wrigley Field to open up a three-game set. Mark Grody's got your pregame at 6:30 as Mike Montgomery takes the mound for the defending world champs. On the injury front for the Cubbies, John Lester threw 47 pitches in a simulated game this afternoon. Catcher Wilson Contreras also batted in that game, had a double off of Lester, in fact. All other baseball notes here, the White Sox are off today. They open up a series in Minnesota tomorrow night. And due to flooding in Houston from the greatest hurricane ever, Hurricane Harvey, the Astros will play their scheduled series this week with the Rangers at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. Moving over to football, bad news for the Bears despite their win over the Titans yesterday. Fears that wideout Cam Meredith indeed suffered a torn ACL yesterday were confirmed. In addition to that, long snapper Patrick Scales tore his ACL in that game. Jeff Overbaugh will sign to fill the long snapper role with the Bears, who will be out on the practice field again tomorrow at Halas Hall. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Hey, business people, cash management is key. It moves money in and it moves money out. But you're being overcharged at your bank. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palisano at 312-6...
Are you supposed to say it like that?
No, you know, it's spelled out phonetically on the bottom, but I'm just an idiot, so let me try it again. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So, Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor went home with $30 million after, you know, 45 minutes of work. Floyd went home with $100 million.
And more with the bets he placed on himself.
Yeah, but you know what? I always say when a guy's showing you his betting slips and telling you about his betting slips, he never is telling you about his losses. And I truly believe that Floyd Mayweather is an addict when it comes to gambling. If you've ever followed him on Instagram, you know, he had people around him telling him to stop posting so many winning slips because people would say, hey, what about those losers? Do you never lose? And then you start
well, you
to
have
get
to
the
keep
IRS
the, I was going to say, you have to keep the losers to show the IRS.
Yeah, so I think Floyd, I don't think Floyd has money issues, but I don't think Floyd is as rich as he could be, which is a lot richer than I will ever be.
This note from Rudy, who says, I was completely indifferent to the fight on Saturday night. I was not planning on watching. If I did, it would have been at a strip club down the street. But all the neighbors around me started to talk about it, and by 5 p.m. I said, screw it, I'll pay for it. And we're throwing a quick party. Somebody grab some beer. Let's make some food. I forgot how much I love watching boxing. It's been forever. We watched from 6 p.m. to 1 in the morning.
Damn. You got every drop of your $100 worth.
Making dumb $5 bets and had a blast. I didn't see it coming, but I really enjoyed the entire card.
You know what? I've told Nicole on several different instances, hey, I'm ordering the fight. And she knows that means that I will be jumping up and down, screaming at things, and then she'll get involved in the middle rounds or whatever. We actually had a good time watching this fight. And Nicole has taken in a bunch of Floyd Mayweather fights because I've ordered a bunch of them. I usually order whatever fight is out there because my grandfather and my uncles imparted to me the intricacies and the love of the sport. And I tried to carry it on. I don't watch as much as I used to, but Saturday night was as entertained as I've been in a fight that I didn't expect much from. There's been some damn good fights this year. All right. There's been some fights where you're like, okay, all right, I can dig that. You know, whether it be, I believe the kid is Danny Garcia has fought. What's the kid's name? Errol Spence has fought. Like there's been some fighters. And of course, Triple G and Canelo are getting ready to get it on. I'm definitely going to get that. But I appreciate Floyd Mayweather for doing something in his last fight that he hasn't done in a while. Floyd Mayweather fought walking towards a guy for the first time in a very long time. And that is why Floyd Mayweather got hit. Floyd Mayweather does not do that. Floyd Mayweather takes 2 to 3 rounds to scout his opponent after doing all the scouting and film work. There's no film work on Conor McGregor.
He's not a boxer.
His amateur tapes, you know, you'd have to find a terrific video coordinator to go out there and find his amateur tapes. And then after that, he's not that guy anymore. He walked into the ring weighing 170 pounds. He was a bigger man than Floyd. For all the people, oh, it took him 10 rounds to put that. He's a bigger man, a bigger, longer. He's got freakishly long arms, too. I appreciated watching him on the UFC level, but seeing his reach and seeing him place that jab where he wanted to.
Which is also more incentive for Mayweather to stay inside of the radius of some of those punches.
Floyd walked up on this man the entire fight. We don't see Floyd do that. Floyd threw 5 punches in the first round. So if that doesn't tell you something about his scouting and his game plan, his dad said in the beginning of the second round, he said, fourth round, we're good. Take another couple of rounds and figure this thing out. You're smart. We're out here. By the end of the third round, Conor couldn't lift his arms. And by the 5th or 6th round, you saw a tactician start to actually do his thing. I appreciated it. I appreciated the artistry of it. And this is the other thing, too. I'm not one of these guys who doesn't appreciate Conor McGregor, but understand who put the show on for you. I think people got it twisted and turned back around. Well, because Conor McGregor wasn't supposed to be doing this, that he was the guy that put on the show for you. Floyd Mayweather put on the show for you. That could have been Floyd Mayweather making that man look awful for 12 rounds, and by the 10th or 11th, putting him down the same way he did. He walked up on a guy because he knew it was his last fight. He knew nobody had been 50-0. He was searching for the Rocky Marciano record and beating it. He was doing all these things, and it was a game. Damn, he didn't spar the final month of his training camp.
No, he went to his strip club.
Right, but even when you go to strip clubs, you got to get in some ring work. He didn't spar the final month of his training camp. This is telling you about a dude who knew exactly what his opponent was going to be and wasn't going to be. And if anybody's boxed out there as a workout, you understand what one round of not being with a professional doing that dance. Now, take it to the next level of adrenaline and the hype and everybody being in the crowd and all the lights and everything that is Vegas. And you're Conor McGregor. Floyd Mayweather planned and executed like very few professionals, whether it be boxers or any other athlete, can do. And he entertained the hell out of me while doing it. And this has nothing to do about him as a man or all these other things.
You're not endorsing any other behavior or history by saying that.
I think he's a terrible person. But watching what he did, and for the people out there, the UFC people who are like, yeah, he couldn't put down a drunk, you know, 10 round. It took him 10 rounds to put down a drunk guy who had never done this professionally before. Understand the schematics of this. He for 3 rounds, he scouted a dude out, and actually his scouting report worked by the end of the 3rd round, and he put that work on him. He beat the hell out of this man, and Conor was like, I would have loved for him to put me down. Conor's used to that in the UFC. In this game, there was 90 seconds where he didn't return fire, Dan.
It's a different sport.
Yes. So for the boxing appreciation club out there, and for all the people who still like boxing, I don't think it was a bad look for the sport. I think it was a look that put you in the phase of, okay, I knew it would be a professional and someone who hadn't done this before, but I didn't know to what extent. You saw a professional set a dude up and not get he got touched a couple of times, and I think his power or the fact that he got touched by him surprised him. But Floyd Mayweather was in no trouble throughout that fight. The guy won the first 2 or 3 rounds because Floyd Mayweather was walking up on him, and we never see Floyd Mayweather do that.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Top of the hour, we're going to do In Other News. You know, for me, it's often animal-focused, sort of.
In
Chicago radio tradition in that regard. Yeah. Going back to my childhood, because there's always fun stories. Not the dog video again, but the dog video is awesome. And
people are loving you for this dog.
If you think otherwise, you're just wrong. Like, that's not funny, and it made my day worse. Then you have a problem. Something's wrong in your life.
Well, your day probably sucked anyway.
Yeah, you're probably having a bad day anyway, but if you didn't like that video, there's something wrong with you. And Rich Campbell is going to talk about the Bears at 5. Some good news for the Bears, overshadowed by some awful news for the Bears, as always seems to be the case. You have the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
And Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
All right, you work hard, which means you need to sleep well. You deserve to. And Mattress Firm is going to help make that happen by giving you incredible Labor Day savings. Every mattress is on sale. Hampton Roads mattresses starting at $99.99, or Serta Memory Foam Queen mattresses for just $399.99, and there are some opportunities for you to take home a free adjustable base with select purchases.
And we've been telling you about the adjustable base. It is probably my favorite thing in the world outside of a few people in my life, probably ahead of a few people in my life. The fact that I can get my foot massaged, or I can get my head massaged, or I can raise up my head level so I can watch some TV or read a book or feed my kid. I mean, the fact that I can raise my feet after I play some ball. This thing is a heaven sent. And if you can actually get one of these with select purchases for free, you need to take yourself to Mattress Firm.
You can save up to $500 on the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. It's only $41 a month for 6 years, because there's interest-free financing for 6 years. 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. And Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. You see a lot of ads out there. You're inundated with mattress ads. You're worried about not getting the best deal. Well, if you find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad, Mattress Firm will beat the price by 10%, or it's free. That applies even up to 100 days after purchase, so no worries. Get into the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's Jay Goff here, and if you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites you used to go to. The only site you need is Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big name hotels you want to stay at. You can buy them separately or bundle them together. You can even add a ride, and we all know cruising with a fine ride in a different city just makes you feel like a new man or woman. And by bundling two or more selections, you'll experience the real magic of using Upside. See, the more you bundle, the more you save. The bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business travel package using Upside. And their expert navigators are always available 24/7 through the phone, chat, social, and email to help at any time before, during, and after your business trip to make sure it goes smoothly. I use Upside, and their concierge level service is second to none. You get the VIP treatment while staying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, you keep all your airline miles as well, by the way. That's the great part about it. Upside is the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use promo code SCORE, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. For a free checking account that fits your lifestyle, the Dow down 5.5 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P up 1.2 points.
Loan officer, and now it's in the middle of the second committee, after which it goes to Geneva.
Illinois? You know, you need to bank with First American.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved, certified pre-owned Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know? Right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can buy a 2014 certified pre-owned Range Rover Sport for only $53,988. And did you know? Approved certified pre-owned Land Rover models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance. Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number P14154, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in-use date. See Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago for details. Offer expires 8/31/17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Conor McGregor, you're a hell of a champion. And to the country of Ireland, we love you guys.
Floyd Money Mayweather. 50-0. A lot of people talking about an asterisk on that last one. Still calling them 49-0 because a lot of contenders out there that should have had that shot maybe. But Floyd was looking for that easy bag and also that number. I don't think there's anybody that's gone 50-0. And that was the whole reason he went out there and did what he had to do.
That's like the asterisk that people are mentioning about the Barry Bonds home run record with Giancarlo Stanton what he's doing. And
I definitely want to get into that.
Hey, you know, I've come around on this. I used to say, look, do what's real and what isn't real, and it's all real. He did it. Barry Bonds did it, and what he put in his body is what he put in his body, and other guys put stuff in their body too. And there's some guys in the Hall of Fame. Again, there will be everybody in the Hall of Fame eventually, but the number's the number. We saw him do it, and it was pretty spectacular watching it happen when every 5 at-bats, he's hitting a home run, and you can't pitch to him, and they're intentionally walking him with the bases loaded. It's crazy. Because
there was one point where he had more home runs than swings and misses.
Right.
At a point in the season. Yeah, like something like 27 home runs.
And just all the idiots.
Like 24 swings and misses.
Steroids don't help your batter's eye. Yeah, they do, actually, because you're so explosively strong that they help you swing later.
Well, people hear the word steroids, too, and they think that you're just the old huge cartoonish needle and some serum being put into your body.
Well, he did that.
But I'm just saying, like, there's different molecular compounds, there's different breakdowns, there's different things for different body parts, there's different, like, it wasn't like he was just taking one pill or one syringe full of stuff. I mean, this dude was a chemistry experiment.
An engineered experiment because he felt that he wasn't part of the party in 98 when other guys were doing it, and he's watching, he's thinking, man, you wouldn't want to see me if I did it, so he did it.
I think this is subjective, obviously it is, but what athlete have you marveled at the most that you dislike the most?
Oh.
And I know dislike is very, that's why I'm trying to think about
disliked
the way
as
to ask
an athlete
you this.
Or disliked as a person. Like
you felt bad that you felt watching how awesome this person was. Marion Jones. Shout out to Belize out there. We'll see you.
Wow. Because I never really
because it's going to go back to the baseball thing, right?
Watch Lance Armstrong.
But you didn't marvel at what Barry and Mark McGwire were doing, did you? Like, you were awestruck, but it wasn't. Marveling is like, yo, like, this is amazing. And I hate this guy. Like, that, Because I'm trying to think of the Floyd comp when it comes to that.
Right, the OJ stuff would be after the fact.
Of course.
Right?
You didn't know Marguerite and Nicole were getting beat up like that when he was running around for the, with the, was it the electric company?
The guilty pleasure of, for an, just an athletic marvel. Tyson?
Did you detest Mike Tyson while he was knocking people out in the first 15, 20 seconds of a fight?
No.
Right.
I didn't. I loved it.
Usually when you detest someone, that also comes at the end of their run, right? So by that time, you're done celebrating their athletic exploits, right? So what you're doing is you're really asking the question, who has stayed great as long as Floyd Mayweather has stayed great while also doing and being the person that he is.
Yeah, a lot of people nominating Rodman here, but see, for me,
Rodman,
no.
It was cartoonish.
And by the time he got to the Bulls, he wasn't that good.
And he was sad, by the way. Like, I think Rodman was more of a...
He was a clown. A
sad case than he was a detestable case. Right. I'll never forget seeing him in Excalibur one time, and I could not believe that a star player, in terms of personality, was carrying on the way he was carrying on. Like, you see guys who are trying to get at athletes, get across that velvet rope and trying to, he seemed like one of those, like he was, it was the whole, I'm in here, look at me, you know, like being really weird. Not Rodman weird, but like, yo, you understand how famous you are? Like dial it back a little bit. You don't have to do everything all at once. But I wouldn't put Rodman in that. This guy, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers isn't detestable.
No.
He's got problems with his family, and he let go of one of the hottest women in Hollywood. But other than that, I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't think I've ever hated a Green Bay quarterback.
Good nominations are Ray Lewis, Patrick Kane, Tom Brady. Did you ever marvel at Tom Brady, though? I mean, you know that
you appreciate the way he executes and what he's been.
Sure. And you look at his accomplishments.
Like, I marveled at Randy Moss.
Yeah, has there ever been a time when you watch Brady and be like, damn.
Yeah, right, I got
look
you.
Look what that guy just did.
See, I used to do that with Dan Marino and John Elway as a kid, right, but I never hated
him. Sure,
them.
But you look at his list of accomplishments. I don't think, Brady is not an awe-inspiring athlete. He's not somebody that does stuff that just jumps off the screen at you.
All right, we'll continue some of this on the other side of In Other News. If you've got some candidates or some submissions, 670-11 is the way you get them in on the Tech Zone. And also 312-644-6767. We'll open up this conversation a little bit on the other side of In Other News.
Segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I have a bird that answered a question that I've asked before, and I have another animal that kind of doesn't understand some human intervention that was supposedly on its behalf.
If there is one man that you want to be in all of the state of Florida, I found him this weekend. And shout out to Lawrence Holmes for pointing him out to me as well. This man's got the whole world in his hands, and I'm going to introduce you to him after the 4 o'clock update.
You got the score.
The regular season is almost here, Bears fans. And whether the Bears know it or not, we have a quarterback controversy.
2017 season is my year.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky.
So keep it here for the best preseason Bears coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
All right. I went on vacation last weekend, and guess what I didn't need? I didn't need I needed underpants, but I didn't need to search for the Wi-Fi hotspot that was going to get me off of the data overages that, you know, you're in the airport or you're messing around in Fort Lauderdale. No, guess why? I'm an Xfinity customer. And guess what? They have over 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's 30,000 measly hotspots nationwide. Xfinity Wi-Fi is a network of hotspots that keeps you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. That's the other thing. A lot of people have hotspots and then they're going really, really slow. No. Wi-Fi level speeds with these hotspots. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as people like me who have Xfinity internet. What you need to do right now is call up right now 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. The offer ends pretty soon here, September 21st. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid.